Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This piece is about no one in particular and about everyone in particular. I will tell you that you know one or some of them, and that there are others whom you will never meet and never know. This piece is about the colleagues of my life. This piece is about life after they leave me. And after they leave the place where we both spent our days, where we worked, and where we played. I had a young colleague when I was in the invention business, the toy and game invention business. He was brilliant. He was funny. He was half my age, and I was his mentor. We made really good toys together, and they sold. They earned royalties, and they made us essential to the firm. He was underpaid. I was not. That's what the firm did in those days. That's how they operated. I became fat and complacent, and he got hungrier. I wasn't paying attention, or maybe I was, and he kept what was going on to himself. He walked into the boss's office and said he was leaving. It turns out he had invented a whole new business for himself. Nothing at all to do with toys. A business at which he has been enormously successful. We don't keep in touch, except for Facebook birthdays. Both of us suffer from dinosaur syndrome. I miss him whenever I remember him. There was a day in 2003 when I was the one who was doing the leaving. Our design firm had lost some significant royalty income. The toy biz could be cutthroat. I was the older guy, with the big salary. There were younger designers, too, who, I guess, were considered part of my crew. We were all let go on the same day. Some of the folks who stayed were close to me. I actually tried to recruit a few of them for a new firm that I was considering forming. It wasn't going to work, though. I knew that right away. I was the only one of us who was willing to risk everything for a chance to hit the big one. So I went on my way, said goodbye. We said we would see each other all the time. Said it might even be better this way. Well, that's what you say when people leave the crew. That's just what you say. There's a doctor leaving town. She is a great friend when we see each other. We don't see each other very often, so I suppose I am stretching the word friend to include the people I could sit with for hours, even though we don't. When we saw each other recently, she told me she was leaving for a big city where there was a great job commensurate with her skills. My face fell along with my heart, and she could see it. So she said with a great effort at lightness, "Oh, don't worry. We'll probably see more of each other after I move." Well, that's what people say. That's what I've said under the same circumstances. I spend a lot of time these days writing and producing and performing for a radio station. We have a splendid crew, a solid crew. This is a crew that has brought the station leaps and bounds forward. This is a crew that could last forever. Well, nothing lasts forever, does it? Not even a crew like ours. Emily is leaving us. That's just the way it works. She is young and very talented. There is no way a tiny not-for-profit enterprise could keep her under that mythic bushel basket for long. She gave us a great run. She made a lot of things happen. Good things. Really good things. The folks who got her are able to pay what she deserves. She will work remotely. She will move them forward, too. I am sure of it. She will miss us, and we will miss her. We have all said in one way or another that we'll be seeing each other all the time. That's what people say when they part company. That's what you say. So here's what I have to say now. Thanks to all of you for the work and the laughs and the wonderful times. Those things will be mine forever.